Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is August 31st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Digitoxin in patients with heart failure and reduced ejection fraction. In patients with heart failure and reduced ejection fraction, already on guideline-directed medical therapy, digitoxin reduced the composite risk of death or hospitalization for worsening heart failure compared to placebo. While the study suggests a potential benefit, there was a slightly higher incidence of serious adverse events in the digitoxin group. Article number 2. Multidomain rehabilitation for older patients with myocardial infarction. Among older patients with impaired physical performance after a myocardial infarction, a comprehensive rehabilitation program including risk factor control, dietary counseling, and exercise significantly reduced the risk of cardiovascular death or unplanned cardiovascular hospitalization within 1 year compared to usual care. This study highlights the importance of rehabilitation in improving outcomes for elderly MI patients. Article number 3. Increasing the potassium level in patients at high risk for ventricular arrhythmias. In patients with an implantable cardioverter defibrillator and at high risk for ventricular arrhythmias, actively increasing plasma potassium levels to a high normal range through supplementation or medication, alongside dietary guidance, led to a significantly lower risk of appropriate ICD therapy, unplanned hospitalization for arrhythmia or heart failure, or death from any cause compared to standard care. This suggests a proactive potassium management strategy may improve outcomes in this high-risk population. Article number 4. Reduction of antihypertensive treatment in nursing home residents. A strategy of progressive reduction of antihypertensive medications in frail, elderly nursing home residents with systolic blood pressure below 130 millimeters of mercury did not result in lower all-cause mortality compared to usual care. This indicates that de-intensifying antihypertensive therapy in this specific population may be a safe approach without impacting mortality. Article number 5. Clinical presentation and outcomes after surgery for mitral regurgitation. Real-world insights from the MITRACURE International Registry. This international registry study showed that patients undergoing mitral valve surgery for mitral regurgitation often present late in the disease process, highlighting a need for earlier intervention. The study also revealed a significant proportion of combined procedures and identified areas for improvement in the management and outcomes of mitral regurgitation patients. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.